Hey guys, welcome to another podcast episode. And today we're going to talk about energy. I've actually made a video about this in the past where I talked about what energy means to me and in what context, and specifically how I define energy when it comes to my working life or my daily schedule. Is am I working on the right things? Am I using my energy wisely? Because I don't have all the energy in the world to get to everything I want to do. Sometimes I run out of energy. Even this morning, I didn't wake up on time. I actually woke up an hour late. And you know, whenever you start your day early in the morning, that's when you have the most energy. But sometimes the energy to do something is not there, or the motivation. I guess some people would call it motivation. I call it energy because I know it's just anything we're trying to accomplish requires a lot of mental power, and which is energy, right? I don't rely so much on motivation because most of the time I don't feel like doing stuff. Sometimes it's just all about just getting to work and putting in the energy it takes to make it happen. For example, a couple days ago, or maybe last week, because today's Monday, last week on Saturday, I think that's where I started, when I started creating the how to make stop motion. Actually, I started on Friday, and I think I edited on finalized the edit on Saturday. I'm sorry, I'm bad with remembering the exact dates. So I made that how to make a stop motion. I didn't have all the energy in the world to make that thing. I know I wanted to make it. It's beautiful when you're done with it. But sometimes it's hard to see the final product or how you want it to look like, feel like, because there's many directions I could have taken. At the end, I think I'm pretty happy with how it turned out. But I know I wasted a lot of energy thinking about the structure of it or how I was going to present it. Was it going to be more formal or informal? At the end, I went with informal just because I felt like it would be easier for me to create. I didn't have to overthink it. When I go too formal, when I'm just doing like a talking head video, I have to nail the delivery. I feel like I put more pressure on myself. And also, I think those videos are, although they are more structured and they feel more professional, they're not as entertaining or as natural. That's the word, natural. So sometimes I like to do just like a vlog style type of video because it makes it more personable, more natural. And that's something I want to bring out in my videos. I don't want to be like a, like someone mentioned on one of my videos, is the TV style, which I admire. I know some people pull it off beautifully and that's nice, but I think I want to head more towards the natural style of just talking and talking over the points and providing the information I need to whenever I'm making tutorials. So that's what I did with the stop motion. It was just a lot of energy wasted on trying to figure out the style. And I got a comment this morning. Someone said on one of my videos, I like the evolution of your style. We're like, oh, I have a style. That's cool. And that particular video they're commenting on was one that I actually shot in this little studio, which right at the moment, I don't really like shooting here because there's a lot of echo and reverb and the audio doesn't sound as good. Also, I don't like bringing in the lights and the camera in here because it's a small room and then I have to break it apart and take it outside. And it's just a hassle. And also the sound, secondly. I think I could do more of it, but I have to figure out a way to treat this room for all that reverb. I'm going to have to buy acoustic foam, but that's in the future. I'm getting ahead of myself. Anyway, energy, the energy to create, to make something happen, I think it does get easier over time because you develop your style, you develop your structure, you develop you you know what tools you're going to use and how you're going to shoot it. So you start conserving energy, however, and because you're conserving energy, you're able to produce more stuff. However, over time, you can grow stale if you rely too much on a formula. So I think it's important to innovate, even if you waste more energy sometimes. So that's what I've been trying to do. I've been switching it up with the TV style and the vlog style, that, like I mentioned, just to keep myself on my toes and experiment with everything, because sometimes you don't know what your style is until you try all of it. But yeah, energy. This is a long conversation, or maybe it's all over the place, but I hope it makes sense on what energy means to me, because people confuse energy with motivation, and motivation is something that's very dangerous to believe in. I just realized that I heard someone, or there's a quote that says, amateurs rely on motivation. The rest of us get down to work. I don't know who said that, but that's very important to keep in mind. All right. So that's it for today. I hope you have a good one, and I'll see you on the next one.